Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
In the heart of West Warwick, Rhode Island, stands a house that has become synonymous with unexplained phenomena and enduring mystery. This is the story of the Conjuring House, a residence that has captivated the imaginations of many and instilled fear in the hearts of those who have encountered its supernatural occurrences. The tale begins in 1971, when Roger and Janet Perron, along with their five daughters, moved into a charming, yet unassuming colonial-style home. Seeking a fresh start after relocating from their rural farm, the Perron family believed they had found the perfect place to build new memories. Little did they know, the house held secrets that would soon challenge their understanding of reality. Shortly after settling into their new home, the Perrons began to experience a series of unsettling events. It started innocently enough, small noises in the night, unexplained cold drafts, and the feeling of being watched. These occurrences, while eerie, were initially dismissed as minor inconveniences or the result of an overactive imagination. However, as days turned into weeks, the disturbances intensified, morphing from mere annoyances into genuine sources of fear and anxiety. The youngest Perron daughter, April, was the first to voice her concerns. She reported hearing footsteps in the attic, despite there being no one else in the house. Her accounts of shadowy figures moving through the corridors were met with skepticism by her family, who believed her imagination was playing tricks on her. But as the disturbances grew more frequent and intense, the entire family began to acknowledge that something was amiss. Janet Perron, the matriarch of the family, started experiencing nightly terrors. She would wake up in the middle of the night, drenched in sweat, with an overwhelming sense of dread. On several occasions, she reported seeing apparitions in the mirror. Faces contorted with anguish and eyes that seemed to pierce through her very soul. These experiences left her feeling vulnerable and desperate for answers. Roger Perron, the patriarch, took it upon himself to investigate the source of the disturbances. He scoured the house for any signs of structural issues or logical explanations, but found nothing out of the ordinary. Doors that were firmly closed would suddenly swing open, objects would move inexplicably, and the pervasive feeling of being watched persisted despite their efforts to ignore it. As the situation escalated, the Perron family reached out to local authorities and hired a paranormal investigator, hoping to uncover the truth behind the haunting. Their pleas for help did not go unnoticed, catching the attention of Ed and Lorraine Warren, renowned paranormal investigators and authors. The Warrens, intrigued by the family's plight, agreed to conduct their own investigation into the house's mysterious activities. Upon their arrival, the Warrens immediately sensed the heavy spiritual presence that permeated the home. They conducted a thorough examination, documenting the myriad of unexplained phenomena that the Perrons had experienced. Their findings were both compelling and chilling, suggesting that the house was indeed a hot spot for malevolent spirits. One of the most significant discoveries made by the Warrens was the revelation of the house's dark history. Through extensive research, they uncovered that the property had been the site of numerous tragic events before the Perron family's occupancy. It was believed that past residents had met untimely deaths, and their restless spirits were trapped within the walls of the house, unable to find peace. The Warrens' investigation revealed that the spirits were not only the souls of deceased residents, but also entities that had taken residence in the home, feeding off the fear and despair of the living. The Perron family's fear had created an environment ripe for these malevolent forces to thrive, perpetuating a cycle of terror that seemed unbreakable. In their efforts to help the Perron family, the Warrens recommended a series of cleansing rituals aimed at purging the house of its dark energies. These rituals were designed to confront and contain the spirits, providing the family with a sense of safety and normalcy once more. The Perrons, desperate for relief, agreed to participate in these spiritual interventions, hoping to restore harmony to their troubled home. Despite the Warrens' interventions, the disturbances did not cease. In fact, they seemed to escalate, leading the Warrens to conclude that the house was under the influence of particularly powerful and malevolent entities. The family's fear and anxiety had inadvertently empowered these spirits, making them more aggressive and unyielding in their attempts to terrorize the parents. As the Warrens continued their investigations, they documented numerous instances of poltergeist activity. Objects being thrown across rooms, loud bangs echoing through the house, and sudden drops in temperature that left the family shivering. These phenomena were not only distressing, but also posed a genuine threat to the family's well-being. Janet Perron, in particular, struggled with the psychological toll of the hauntings. The relentless fear and anxiety took a severe toll on her mental health, leading to sleepless nights and persistent feelings of hopelessness. The family's once peaceful home had transformed into a battleground between the living and the dead, with no clear resolution in sight. In an attempt to regain control over their lives, the Perron family decided to seek the help of a second paranormal team, hoping that multiple investigations would provide a clearer understanding of the house's supernatural activities. These teams corroborated the Warrens' findings, further solidifying the belief that the house was indeed a hub of spiritual unrest. The Warrens, committed to helping the Perron family, continued their efforts to contain and neutralize the spirits. They employed various techniques, including protective charms, spiritual cleansing, and direct confrontations with the entities inhabiting the house. These interventions, while providing temporary relief, did not fully eradicate the malevolent presence within the home. As the years passed, the Perron family found themselves increasingly isolated, their lives overshadowed by the constant fear of supernatural attacks. The house, once a place of hope and new beginnings, had become a prison of terror and despair. The family's struggle to reclaim their home from the grip of the malevolent spirits became a symbol of the enduring battle between light and darkness, hope and fear. The story of the Conjuring House did not end with the Perron family's departure. After vacating the home, the house remained largely abandoned, its reputation as a haunted residence spreading far and wide. Paranormal enthusiasts and ghost hunters flocked to the site, eager to witness the unexplained phenomena firsthand and perhaps capture evidence of the supernatural. The legacy of the Conjuring House was further cemented by its portrayal in various media, most notably the highly successful film series The Conjuring. While the movies introduced fictionalized elements for dramatic effect, the core events and accounts remain rooted in the real-life experiences of the Perron family. These cinematic portrayals have introduced the house's haunting history to a global audience, perpetuating its status as one of America's most infamous haunted locations. Despite the fictional embellishments, the true story of The Conjuring House remains a testament to the enduring human spirit and the lengths to which one will go to protect their loved ones. The Perron family's courage in the face of relentless fear highlights the resilience of the human heart and the quest for answers in the face of the unknown. Paranormal investigators continue to study the Conjuring House, delving deeper into its history and the multitude of spirits that reside within. Each investigation uncovers new layers of mystery, revealing the complex interplay between the living and the dead. The house serves as a focal point for discussions about the nature of the supernatural, the existence of malevolent entities, and the possibility of life beyond death. In the broader context of paranormal studies, The Conjuring House represents a significant case, providing valuable insights into the mechanics of hauntings and the influence of human emotion on supernatural activity. The family's experiences underscore the delicate balance between fear and hope, suggesting that the energy of the living can either empower or repel the spirits that seek to disrupt their lives. The psychological impact of the Conjuring House on those who have studied it is profound. The relentless fear and anxiety experienced by the Perron family serve as a stark reminder of the power of the human mind and the ways in which it can influence perceptions of reality. The house, with its labyrinthine layout and historical weight, creates an environment where the boundary between the natural and the supernatural becomes increasingly blurred. Visitors to the Conjuring House today continue to report their own encounters with the unexplained. From shadowy figures darting through corridors to inexplicable cold spots and eerie noises, the house remains a hotspot for paranormal activity. These modern-day experiences, while echoing the original accounts of the Perron family, add new dimensions to the house's haunted legacy, ensuring that its story continues to evolve and resonate with each passing generation. The preservation of the Conjuring House's history is an ongoing effort, with researchers and historians striving to document and understand the full scope of its supernatural phenomena. Through meticulous research and firsthand accounts, the true essence of the house's haunting nature is slowly being unveiled, offering glimpses into a world that exists just beyond the veil of our everyday reality. In addition to academic studies, the Conjuring House has become a central figure in local folklore, with stories passed down through generations. These oral histories, often embellished with each retelling, add layers of richness to the house's haunted reputation. The collective memory of West Warwick's residents, intertwined with the tragic events of the past, creates a cultural tapestry that both honors the victims and perpetuates the legends of the house's restless spirits. The psychological toll of the Conjuring House extends beyond the Perron family, affecting all who encounter its haunted presence. The fear and anticipation of encountering something supernatural can heighten one's senses, making the experience more intense and memorable. This emotional engagement ensures that the haunting legends of the house continue to thrive as each new visitor adds their own narrative to the ongoing story. The architecture of the Conjuring House plays a significant role in its haunted reputation. The grand design, with its ornate details, sweeping staircases and expansive halls, creates an atmosphere of grandeur and mystery. The layout of the house, with its many rooms and hidden corners, provides ample opportunities for shadows to linger and sounds to echo, enhancing the eerie ambiance that visitors experience. The interplay of light and darkness, coupled with the house's historical weight, creates an environment where the supernatural seems all the more plausible. Moreover, the Conjuring House's continuous presence in the West Warwick landscape serves as a constant reminder of the past. Its silhouette against the night sky evokes both fascination and fear, a symbol of a history that refuses to be forgotten. The house's enduring legacy is a testament to the human desire to find meaning and connection, even in the face of tragedy and loss. As we reflect on the Conjuring House's remarkable journey, we see an institution that transcends its physical presence. It stands as a monument to an era of hope and progress, as well as a symbol of the enduring quest for answers and understanding in the face of tragedy and loss. The house's ability to embody both historical significance and supernatural mystery ensures that it remains a subject of endless fascination. Whether viewed as a site of tragic history, a haunted location, or a symbol of unresolved mysteries, the Conjuring House continues to captivate the imagination, its legacy echoing through the shadows of its storied halls. The story of the Conjuring House is not merely a collection of ghost stories. It is a living, breathing entity that continues to evolve with each passing year. As long as there are stories to be uncovered and mysteries to be unraveled, the house will remain a beacon of haunted history, its spirits forever entwined with the legacy of West Warwick's most iconic residents. For those brave enough to explore its haunted corridors, the Conjuring House offers a unique opportunity to walk the line between reality and the paranormal, to witness firsthand the lingering spirits that make this house one of the most enigmatic and haunted places in America. Each visit, each investigation, adds a new chapter to the house's enduring narrative, ensuring that its story remains alive and relevant for generations to come. The preservation and documentation of the Conjuring House's haunting legends are ongoing efforts. Paranormal researchers continue to conduct investigations, seeking to capture evidence that can shed light on the mansion's mysterious phenomena. These efforts are complemented by historical research as scholars delve into the records and accounts of the past, piecing together the events that led to the house's dark legacy. The combination of historical inquiry and paranormal investigation ensures that the story of the Conjuring House remains a living, evolving narrative, captivating the imagination of all who encounter it. The mansion's significance extends beyond its own history, influencing broader discussions about architecture, historical preservation, and the human fascination with the unknown. The Conjuring House serves as a poignant reminder of the fragility of life and the depths of human emotion, its walls echoing with the stories of those who sought refuge within its confines. The tragic loss of lives and the unresolved mysteries associated with the house resonate through time. Their spirits believed by many to remain trapped within the institution they once called home. As we conclude this exploration of the Conjuring House, we are reminded of the enduring power of stories and the human fascination with the unknown. Its history is rich with tales of compassion and cruelty, hope and despair, reality and the supernatural. The haunted legends that surround it add a layer of depth and mystery, making the house not just an architectural marvel or a historical institution, but a living relic of the past. As long as there are stories to be told and mysteries to be unraveled, the Conjuring House will continue to echo with the whispers of the past, forever a symbol of history and the supernatural intertwined.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.